This month's a Shabbos. This month's a Shabbos. We're going to start the practice that we do every year, which is the beginning of Slichos. Sfaradim have been doing it all month, but the Ashkenazim, the Rama says, already a week before, 4 days before technically, which is a fascinating Mishnah Berurah, it's what to look into. The reason why we always choose 4 days, and in a year like this, it gets pushed off always to the Matzah Shabbos before. So this year it gets pushed off to the most amount, because if we would push it off to the next Matzah Shabbos, it wouldn't be 4 days. So we get such a back roll over here. We're saying Slichos for a whole week, but you have to at least do it for 4 days. Why? Before Rosh Hashanah. Why?
But the
Rama says you need it for 4 days. One reason is to fill up the 4 days that you don't, because of the Yom Tovim and Shabbos and Aseret Yemei. But then the Mishnah Berurah quotes another reason, a fascinating reason. He says, and this needs a whole share on its own, we're not going to have the time to go into it right now. He says that it's just like the 4 days that you check out a korban to make sure that it doesn't have any blemishes before you bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash and your makriv it to HaKadosh Baruch. So these 4 days are actually as if you're becoming and transforming yourself into a korban to be able to be brought on Rosh Hashanah to serve HaKadosh Baruch. But one of the most fascinating things that we do at the outset, right at the beginning of Slichos, right when we start, is how do we end Slichos every single time we say Slichos? With Tachlis, right before Tachlis, what do we say?
Hashamnu
Begani. We start with the Pacha, with the Vidur. Very, very odd. You didn't even think about Tshuva. You didn't even go through to any of the stages of Tshuva. And you're already in confession. Confession, vidoy, is usually something that's associated with the Gemara HaTshuva. Once a person went through the stages of Tshuva, went through the process and the procedure of Tshuva, he was makir the chid, he recognizes his sin, he was ozev es achid, he left his sin, he now went through the cleansing process, and he now is mizvadeh, he confesses the sin. Look at the way the Rambam introduces in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva the concept of Vidur. Kishe yase tshuva, says the Rambam. When a person does tshuva, v'yoshev mecheto, and he does a full tshuva that he totally returns from his stage of chatoim, chayev le'esvados lefnei akel baruch hu. At that stage, at the end, once he finishes the tshuva process, and he totally repents with a full heart, then chayev le'esvados. Then a person should confess. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, I have no idea what we're doing this month of Shabbos. We didn't even go through any of this stage. Aseret Yemei Teshuva has not even started. We didn't even get to Rosh Hashanah yet. And we're already playing games? This is like bigger shtick than you guys pull. What kind of shtick is this? Who are you pulling over here? You didn't even think about Tshuva. You jumped right in. You're now jumping right in. You're already clapping al chit. Think about what you're doing first. Do Tshuva in an appropriate way. I would suggest that what we should really do is hold off from the vidoy, learn some Tshuva, focus on a Tshuva. Maybe we should sit for 15 minutes on Matzah Shabbos and just think about the chatam that we've been involved with. And then later on, we can get to vidoy on Yom Kippur when it's the end of the day, when it's the end game. Vidoy on Yom Kippur makes a lot of sense. But to start at the beginning, at the get-go, right your first stage of tshuva, but you're right before you even tasted tshuva, you didn't start the process of tshuva, to already start with the motions, it's like a joke. It's mamash like a joke. Ask Rav Aaron Cutler, he doesn't think that it's appropriate for us to be misvade Matzah Shabbos, right at the beginning of Slichos, right when we start.
So you start tshuva in like the beginning of Elul? So now it's kind of like the end of Elul, so now you're allowed to start.
There is an inyan of being, it's true, there is an inyan of being chozer and tshuva, but in terms of the halachic days of tshuva, the real tshuva days, the real mokoi is the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, when you focus on the Chatam and you repent and you actually change your ways, really halachically, those are the days that we're more makbid on Pasakum and we change our ways and we keep Shmiras HaMitzvahs. I'm not saying tshuva is a mitzvah that exists all year round, and tshuva is something that you should keep on your mind all the time. But to be honest, you know, if in terms of the real nitty gritty days of tshuva, it starts once Rosh Hashanah comes, and that's the first day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So vidui would make a lot of sense in the halachic sense. I'm not disagreeing with you, but in the halachic sense, in terms of what the rabbis prescribe for us and what the motions should be, it should be at the end of the day, and now we should really focus, or continue to focus, like you're saying, on the tshuva process, because this is the beginning of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So it just seems a little funny before we're ultra focused, I would say, on the tshuva. It's only the beginning. It didn't even start Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We're already being misvada, and come on, let's be honest. How much focus are we even, you know, thinking about all these phrases, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, Dibarni Dofi? Like, we're just slapping over here. What does all this mean? And we're kind of making a joke of the whole vidoy process, because we're not really thinking, and it's just like a motion like this that we do on that Matzah Shabbos, really throughout the whole Slichos period. Until Yom Kippur, maybe people take out their art scroll translations of the vidoy and they actually take a little seriously. What do these phrases mean? That's when they flip back to the end of the art scroll and they actually read the longer paragraphs on each thing. But yeah, come on, at Slichos, you ever find the guy who was holding one of those matzers with the paragraphs at the end during Slichos on Matzah Shabbos? So why? So, you know, again, I'm adding to, but to be honest, it's true. That's the phenomenon. So why? So why are we starting the process with vidui? And I think the answer, if we analyze what we're doing over here, tremendous yisod that I'd like to present to just give you an analysis of why we're doing this. Yeah.
Does Rav Aaron also ask the same question on Sephardim? Because they say thing we say it every day.
Yeah, so I think it's a similar question. Let's leave the cherry on top for the end of the tshuva process, for when it's in. It's the same kasher for Sfar. And again, you really see it. It's kishiyatsa tshuva. When you really did and you finish the full repenting, that's when you should be misvada. That's when you finish it and you have vidui. I'd like to share with you something that Rabbi Rochum Olshin brought my attention to. I looked up the sefer. It's a sefer called Yad HaKtana. The Yad HaKtana was written by a gadol on the Rambam. He wrote on compilations of the Rambam's halachas, and he wrote interesting chidushim in his sefer Yad HaKtana. He lived in the 1700s, 1800s. I believe he died in the year 1800. He says as follows: Rabbo said, "There's another time we say vidui. I actually had to say vidui another time this year, and it wasn't on Yom Kippur. Do you know when that was? When was that, Hirshkoz? When my father passed away. I had to say vidui for my father, because he wasn't able to say it at that time. And there was a discussion in the Yad HaKtana's community that there were people that were dying and were Rishoyim Gemurim, that were involved with such Chatoim. And they were never, Mamish Jews, you would call them like horrible Jews. That's what he talks about. And yet, there were Rabbanim that would make sure to be at their deathbeds and make sure that they would go through the vidui process before they would die. And some of the Talmidei Chachamim, Ra'isi Lekame Mibale Toira, the Talmidei Chachamim in the community, Misachkin Al Oson HaMishtadlim, they were laughing at these people that would go into the rooms of these people that were dying to try to say vidui before they die. Because they said, what kind of joke is that? They're dying berishus. They're still involved. They just, before they got sick, they were involved in the chait. They never left the chait. Again, they're not being ozi v'sachet. They're not being porish. They're not changing their lifestyle. They're not, like the Rambam says, kushiyashiv tshuva gemura. So therefore, these rabbis laughed and they said, what kind of vidui is that? What kind of hoax is that? What kind of shtick is this? What's the whole Indian to even run into these people's rooms? And therefore, the rabbis announced that this is a joke, and they laughed at it. Comes along the Yad HaKtana in his community, he says, these rabbis are 100% wrong. And I'm going to prove to you that vidui is something that's important, even though they're at the stage that they are, and they're holding where they are. And you should run in. And it's a tremendous schus for these people if they enunciate and they go through the vidui and the confession process, even though it might not technically be at the gemara and the conclusion of a whole tshuva process. And he starts as follows. The Rambam, when he brings down the mitzvah of tshuva, he only brings down the mitzvah of vidui. And the reason the Minchas Oni and this sefer, the Yad HaKtana, explains why he only brings down the mitzvah of vidui, the annunciation, is because the Chachamim and the rabbis and the Rambam himself wanted that we should have something tangible to associate with our mitzvahs. So when you think about the mitzvah of tshuva, there's a lot of things that are conceptual. There are a lot of things that are in the heart and in the mind. Yet there is one thing that's physical, and that's the enunciating of the vidui, of the confession. So the Rambam chose specifically to highlight this mitzvah, to make it more real and palpable to us, in order that we could connect to it. He specifically highlighted the aspect of tshuva, which is confession, which is something that you do physically, which is you enunciate. Says the Yad HaKtana, it's not only that that's happens to be the physical entity of tshuva that now makes it something that's tangible, something that we can relate to. Explains the Yad HaKtana that even if a person is not holding by tshuva gemura and didn't finish and complete the tshuva process and didn't change his whole lifestyle, there is a need to say vidur and enunciate the chatoim just to put it into your vernacular. Just to now make it as if that you recognize that this is a reality. This is something that happened to you. This is something that was affecting you. This is something that where your world was holding was filled with chay. You're swimming in chay right now. And now, I'm right now putting the brakes on. I'm right now realizing that there's a big red light over here. I didn't change anything. I didn't redirect myself. I didn't turn the car around. Yet, I understand and I recognize that I am in a world of chay. That I now have been existing in a reality that's filled with things that are not the best things for me. And that's why the Rambam highlights the mitzvah of vidui. Even if a person doesn't finish the tshuva process, obviously the ideal is, as the Rambam says, kishiyashuv, and when a person completes and changes his lifestyle, then he should complete the process like we do in Yom Kippur with the vidui. But says the Yad HaKtana, an unbelievable chiddush. He says that even if a person is not holding there, just by enunciating the chatoim, without even leaving those chatoim, without even changing his direction in life, that will have a tremendous effect in Shamayim. Ashamnu, bogadnu, gozalnu, like this, like we do. Even before we contemplated, even before we thought, even before we changed. Because that now is telling the Ribbono Shel Olam that's somewhere that we don't want to be. We are now defining who we are. And we go up there on Matzah Shabbos, and we start the process with vidui. We're now saying we are swimming in a world of chet. That's what we're involved in. That's what's on our mind. That's what our focus is. That's what we recognize right now. And ashamnu, begadnu, gazalnu. Not as a vidui, as if we're actually presenting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know that we finished the tshuva process like the Rambam presents. No. There's an aspect of vidui that is important even if you're not holding by completing and finishing the tshuva process. It's called, I know that these chatanim exist. I know that I'm around them. I recognize that they're a reality. And I don't associate myself with those chatoim. That's not who I am. That is the driving force and the charge and the ability to put your foot on the brakes and now turn the car around. It's only because we actually enunciate and go through that initial vidui process, that initial recognition of all these chatoim, of all of these, of the lifestyle that we've been leading all of this year, that that is right now that has that ability to stop the car. Now you can go through the Aseres Yimei Tshuva because you've gotten to that recognition and that initial confession, that you can start redirecting and turn the car around. Says the Yarak Tanya, famous Rambam that you've all heard of. The Rambam says, if a guy doesn't give a get to his wife, what do we do to him? We beat him. But it's a little bit of a problem. Why? Because every get has to be given, the Torah says, Beratzon Habal, with the will of the husband. And if it's against his will, if it's Bal Karcho, if it's against his will, the get is invalid, the children will be mamzeru. So the Rambam says, how do we play with such a serious thing? How could we force a guy to give a get if it's not actually a valid get and it might be against his will? Explains the Rambam that deep down, every yid wants to do what's right. And therefore, when we beat him, so therefore, that's not only a reality to allow us to extract a get from him, but that process now explains to us who this person really is. It erases and now makes a person realize, I know that I'm swimming with all this mess, but now you've clarified it to me, and you've now basically extracted, and now, although it looks like a joke, although it looks like shtick, says the Rambam, once you clear out all of that superficial nonsense, this is actually, as the Rambam says, Kofin ad sheyomer rotzani. You beat him until he says, I want it. Rabosai says the Yarak Tanya, that's exactly what the initial, what the vidui process, even if a person is not holding there, even if he's just holding by a deathbed that lived his whole life with chait and never had the ability to change the direction of the car, says the Yarak Tanya, that vidui is still significant. That vidui will still make a difference because it can tell us that he is like that individual that Kofin Achiyomer wrote on. He is that same individual that we cleared away his reality, we clarified things for him, and now he has the ability to say, I have a full-fledged will to give his get. So too, says the Yarak Tanya, when a person even enunciates the vidui words, even though he didn't go through the process, even though he didn't change his ways, even though he would say that same Joe Schmo that wouldn't give a get an hour ago before they beat him up, now we know who he really is. We clarified for him who he really is, and now he's able to give a get, and now he's not the same individual that will be going up to Shamayim on his deathbed just because he enunciated those words of vidui. He basically is saying to the Rabbeinu Shalom, this is who I am. This is who I would really wish to will to be. This is where my rotza ani is holding. However, I'm stuck. I have certain things, certain impediments, certain things that are handcuffing me, certain things that aren't allowing myself to get there. But it's so important for you to tell the Rabbeinu Shalom that I am really that person post the beating up of the get. I am really that person that wants to be the person that's shav and that's not living in this reality with all these chataim anymore. That's the purpose, and that's what the Yarak Tanya was arguing with these Rabbanim, that even initially, even if he didn't have the opportunity and he's on his deathbed and this is it, it's 20 minutes and he's going to go, he's a ghost ace, he's not going to live anymore, but let him define himself. Let him be like that guy who got beat up by the Beis Din to give the get, because just like that is Ratzon, so too this is Ratzon, and now he's going to go to Shamayim as a person who says, yes, I was stuck, I never did it, but know who I really am. Rabosa, when we start the vidur at the beginning of a week before Rosh Hashanah, even prior to Aseres Yimei Tshuva, before we had the ability to change our minhagim, before we had the ability to be makbin on pasakim and all these other halachos that we're going to be makbin on, before we started with our longer Shmona Esrei, before we asked for mechila from one another for all the jokes and things we spoke about each other, I want to start this process by already getting involved in vidu. Why? Because I'm not going to get anywhere, and I'm not going to have any direction unless I'm realistic and I define who I really am. And I say, I am that person, and I'm going to bring back my real Rotzel, my real person who I am. And I know, and I'm going to be realistic, and I'm not going to play shtick anymore, and I know what type of reality I've been living with. So the only way to even start in Aseres Yimei Tshuva is that in your vernacular, in your vocabulary, in your speech during that process and before that process, chatoim are there. Chatoim is something that you recognize. Chatoim is something that's real to you, that you now have a direction for to move away from. You're like that person on the deathbed that didn't finish the process, but at least he got to the annunciation of the vidoy. And you're like that person that now the Beis Din is beating up, that now you have the ability to just say Rotze Ani, and those words actually count. Why? Because your real inner reality on this Matzah Shabbos is telling everyone and telling the Rebbeinu Shlomo, most importantly, that that's not who I want to be, and that's my defining and my mission statement for Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So the most appropriate way to start to approach Rosh Hashanah is to have this other aspect of Vidur, confession. Something that's palpable, that's real, that makes a reality that I have been in a world of Chataim, but that's not me and I've just been stuck in it. And that's why we start with the Vidur. And Rabosai, it's not only this Yad HaKtana, but as Rabbi Yochanan Roshan says, it's a Beferish Apostle. We say in Parshas Netzavim, Beficha ubilvavcha lasos. Tshuva is something that's beficha ubilvavcha. Does anyone find anything interesting about that statement? It should probably be the opposite. If you really want to follow the Rambam, you really want to go through the tshuva process. So first it's a be kashi yoshiv v'yase tshuva, then you get involved with the peh, then you got involved with the maisa, with the actual enunciation. But the Torah Akdosha is not saying that. The Torah Akdosha is saying no. First, start your Motzei Shabbos with beficha. Start the tshuva process with the enunciation, with just the idea that chet is a reality. And the most realistic part of the tshuva process and palpable part of the tshuva process is the peh, is the vidoy, like we started off with. That is the physical aspect of tshuva. So I'm bringing that to be a physical reality, and I'm now bringing it to the table. This is something that I've been involved with. Once you have the direction of the beficha, you've created it, you've enunciated it, you brought that to be a reality, now you've paved the path that now kishiyoshev, the yase tshuva, now your aseres yimei tshuva will actually be meaningful, and you'll be able to actually turn around the car and go through the motions to get further than this person that died on his deathbed, b'chet, and now actually go through the motions that bilvavcha, you'll be able to turn around and change directions of where you've been going. But if you don't start with that initial beficha, if you don't present that original reality of chatoin, of what I've been, let's be honest, let's call a spade, where have I been holding? What have I been involved with? Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, divani dofi. These are real. Not only real at the end of the stage of the Yom Kippur, when I'm finished with the tshuva process. These are real in the initial part of the tshuva process, so then I'm never going to be able to get to the b'levavcha. The b'ficha allows for the b'levavcha to actually come and be fruition, and come into fruition, and then ultimately I can finish off with a true vidui process and confession as a total cleansing process from the chait and a gemar hatshuva and a completion kishiyirtze yase tshuva gemur. Yashikaya for us. Rabbi Cement, we'll be talking with Hashem right now in the Medrash, and then.